Big Brothers Big Sisters needs your help. There's a waiting list of more than 50 children hoping for a mentor. It's just a few hours a month. Be a mentor. Become a big. Visit Big Brothers Big Sisters Northeast Florida and click on Be a Big.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Happy Monday, March. It's already March.
First of the month.
Yeah.
My guy Future making his bread today. March Madness, a song that speaks nothing of March Madness.
I don't even know Future, what song. I know, but it's not coming to my.
Did you ever get it? Were you able to strip it, JJ, or just the beat? You've heard it before.
I'm sure I have.
You've heard it. It's one of his more popular songs, but it has nothing. It's weird.
I don't think I'm a big Future guy. I don't know, though.
You don't have to be. It's just everybody else likes them. Like, it's good workout music. That's when I started really, when I got into it.
Mm. Well, it is March 1st, which means that we're closer to the annual or the anniversary of when coronavirus shut sports down. It's crazy that it's been a year.
It's next week, right? TPC.
Like the 13th or something like that. Yeah.
Wednesday I remember
we were in here, right, when the first basketball game was canceled.
Yeah, the guy sneezed on everybody. Or he sneezed on all the
like, touched all the touched reporter equipment. And I just remember being in here and it's like, okay, basketball's canceled. And then the next night we're talking about, all right, when's everything gonna be back to normal? And I was the most pessimistic and I said like July. Right? I think both of y'all said May or June, something like that. It's just crazy that it's been a year. And here we are. Closer to the draft, though, we got a ton of mock draft news coming out of this weekend. Interesting stuff, man. Like, did you see the CBS Sports mock draft?
No.
So, I did. Well, I'll get to that later because it's part of my 8 o'clock. But these mock drafts are getting to the point to where it's the headline that gets the click. I guess not getting there. It's been there. The headline gets the click, and so it's like the more quarterbacks you can shove into a small space and say this many quarterbacks are taken in the top 10, like the more views you must get or something. Because the CBS Sports now has Mac Jones going at number 6.
I thought we talked about that.
That's to not the one Philly.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah, to Philly. And it's just like, we've never done a mock draft. Maybe we should, so we wouldn't talk so bad about them if we got paid for clicks on mock drafts, because I guess you got to go through every possible
scenario
variable to get more reads, right? Like the one I'm looking at has Trevor, Zach Wilson, Jamar Chase, Justin Fields, Penei Sewell, Mac Jones, and then Trey Lance at 8. So they've got, what is that, 5 of the first 8 picks being quarterbacks. Is it really that bad? Yeah, is that even possible? I wonder what the record for that is. I wonder, it's probably pretty easy to find most quarterbacks taken in the first round. But I wonder what the record for, the first 10 picks is.
I mean, it's got to be, 3 or 4, maybe. Not 5.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I don't think half the top 10 shouldn't be quarterbacks. Everybody's not that bad at the position right now, are they? Or is it because you can get them relatively cheap, so you want to make sure if you think you have something, this is the year to do it.
Well, I guess that's it. But here's the thing. If you're taking 5 quarterbacks in the top 8 picks, then that tells me that as a league, everybody's given up on quarterbacks early. But they're at the same time, they're not surrounding them with talent, young talent.
Right.
Because they're using their first pick to take the quarterback position. And I get that it's the most important position.
But that's been the argument for a while. That was the pro Jameis argument. Was that, yes, his interceptions are bad, but they're no worse than Peyton Manning's and numerous other guys who are Hall of Famers right now. So, they do give up on quarterbacks a lot faster than they used to. But also because the investment in the quarterback is nowhere near as high.
I love Mac, and I went on – I'm going to get into this during 8 o'clock a little bit, but I went on a Boston radio show, and they were asking me about Mac, and I just said I don't – see Mac as a top 10 pick. When I see Mac, I don't think of that. And it's not anything against Mac. It's more of, if I'm a GM, am I picking Mac above Jalen Waddle? Am I picking Mac above the Caleb Farley kid? Or Devontae Smith?
No.
Or Kyle Pitts?
Maybe Pitts, just depending on how
much. Or Patrick Surtain?
No, because Surtain is considered a shutdown corner.
Right, that's what I'm saying. When I say is... Mac may be the second or third best quarterback. Eventually. I can make that argument. No, he may be the second or right third now, best quarterback coming out. But I just, like, I can't wrap my head around five quarterbacks going in the top eight. It's crazy. And you look at where they're going, you got Trevor coming here. That makes sense. You got Zach Wilson going to a place that just used a first-round pick on a quarterback, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? In the Jets. You got Justin Fields going to Atlanta with a quarterback who was an MVP candidate just 3 years ago. Now he's older. You got Mac Jones going to Philly where they've got another
young up-and-coming quarterback.
Alabama quarterback who was with Mac there at Alabama. Well, they also had, if he wouldn't have got hurt, the league MVP 3 years ago as well.
Because they still haven't moved him?
Yeah, Wentz is gone. I'm saying
they had him.
Gotcha. Yeah, my bad. And then you've got Trey Lance going to eight to Carolina, who just signed a quarterback last year starter.
Yeah, they're ready to get rid of him. That's a situation where you know they need a quarterback. That's my point. It's like some of these places, we're not 100% sure they even need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, Carolina, we know they're trying to get rid of Teddy. It's basically the same thing they did to Cam.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't.
But no, I got you. I'm just saying that situation we know. New York, it's an implied situation. You're not 100% sure, but it looks fairly certain that they're going for another quarterback. Jacksonville, obviously you're going for another quarterback. Philly, you like to believe, based upon how last season ended, they like their young quarterback.
Now, did he really play that well?
I be honest with you,
I don't think he did.
Me sitting here saying I really remember.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But I also don't think they're faulting him as much as they're faulting the coaching staff or whoever, the front office, whoever it was that really put these guys in a bad position.
Yeah,
he played in four games.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. He played in four games. He being Jalen Hurts had a 52% completion percentage, 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Now, I mean, as a rookie getting your first action, that 52 is bad, but the rest of it, fine. But I don't think if you're Philly that you're sitting there going, "We've got our guy."
Right, but what do you do? Like, do you need a big time playmaker at wide receiver?
Yeah,
more than
absolutely.
If you feel your quarterback is okay enough to be able to give him a chance with the money, go. So, like you were saying, surround him with talent. And do you think that this is a this is a guy that you can't get in the next draft? That's what gets my I get Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence and not trading back, and you feel like you just have to have him. Yep. The other guys. You know, Trey Lance, was it Zach Wilson, Mac? Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody? Or those basically the, those are like, can we be honest? Full transparency, Justin Fields, my bad. This is a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk, we can arguably say that maybe not next year, but the year after that, we'll be talking about guys who are similar talent.
I agree.
Agree. But we may not have a wide receiver class like this for quite some time.
I guess that's my point. If you're telling me you're passing up on Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle or Penei Sewell.
The Penei Sewell drop is what really throws me off.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a generational talent on the offensive line. Though, is in a game where – so I was – not an argument, but Jameis has been putting some interesting videos out. So it's been garnishing a lot of interesting debate and topics, right? So I was just talking about, I'm not – Tom Brady – just proved to me, especially watching him in that Super Bowl, though it wasn't over the top, but just watching that arm that I thought that we've talked about on this show gone, watching him zip it to Gronk, things like that. But you can't take away what Tristan Wirfs' impact was out the gate. He gave up one sack. That's a generational tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That's something they have. They've had a turnstile there. Like, it's been jokes. Like a defensive end said when they re-signed the other left tackle, he was like, "Great, I'm eating," because he's going to play him twice. I'm eating for the next 4 years. But you got a guy who comes and you go from 48 sacks to 20. Like that's a Penei Sewell is a guy like that. I'm not turning that guy down.
I agree. I would make the argument with Mac Jones that if you were to reach and take Mac that early, it would be a similar. I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady, except for in this way. Tom Brady rarely gets touched because Tom Brady knows so much about setting protection. Well, and he knows how to set the protection. There's nothing you're going to do as a defense that's going to confuse Tom Brady. Still got to have the bodies, but think about every team he's played on.
What he did in New England with very little talent.
Right.
Except for the one time he had the talent, they lost in the game that mattered. But you're right.
Mac can do that kind of similar thing, But to your point, there's probably a guy coming out next year, the year after, year after that, that can do it as well. I just think I love quarterbacks. That's how I pay my bills. But 5 in the first 8 picks? Come on, Ryan Wilson. Like, you really believe that? Now, the other guy with CBS Sports who released his mock, I mean, he's a little more realistic. He's only got 4 in the top 8, not 5. And he's got a different order. He has Mac falling all the way to the Saints at 28, which I would love being a Saints fan. But just 5 in the top 8 when there's dudes like Greg Rousseau at 15 and Kyle Pitts, he's got at 13, Devontae Smith at 12, Caleb Farley at 9, Waddle at 7, Sewell at 5. Like, come on. I'm still not convinced that if I'm the Jets, that either I don't take Penei Sewell or I don't trade to somebody who really wants him.
Get some more capital. Or that, some talent or draft capital.
That's where he was mocked forever as number 2.
Like, I just don't – was it – this would be year 3 for –
I think he just did.
Just year finished year 2, three. Right? Or you finished year
3. Sam Darnold, you're talking about? Let me look him. Let me look. I think he just finished year 3, didn't he?
And has he played that bad to where you're ready to just give up on? I just think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think.
This will be his 4th season.
Yeah.
So.
He was just, I'm seeing ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Anyhow, if you got a guy who's got that PTSD right now, his gunshot, like, I guess you do got to, like, you know. Throw him away. But
I mean, you can't run from the fact that he's 13-25 as a starter, but franchise is terrible.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. In some aspects, you can. Mm. His coach was awful. He should have never been hired.
Very true.
He was never put in a position to win, and you don't have talent around him. Like, one of your biggest offseason splashes was getting, Frank Gore? who's older than me. So in NFL years, he's geriatric.
Yeah, I mean,
his son is eligible for this draft, right?
Is he really? I know stats don't tell the whole story.
And this isn't me caping for him. I'm just saying, Sewell, like, is that guy. After if Trevor was there, I get it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think you can find, because they got 2 draft picks too, right?
Do they? The Jets? I don't think so.
Or I'm taking that guy and then letting the chips fall where they may. I know you're not winning the Super Bowl next year. You want to go out and compete, but I'm going to give this guy a chance with some better talent around him.
I can even give you Zach Wilson. Like, if somebody says, all right, we believe Zach Wilson is better than anything coming out the next couple of years. I can watch film and I can see that. Now,
so after 1 year, so
okay. I'm not saying he is. I can see what they're saying.
It happens all the time. One year guys happen all the time, and I get it. You know, fine. I just, me personally, the one time he played equal talent, he lost, and that's not even equal talent. And that was when they played with Coastal Carolina, and it was a ranked team. It was somebody who I believe, based upon what I had been seeing them do, should have watched them. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. And I'm not saying he's not a first round pick. I'm not saying a team shouldn't draft him. I'm saying, like, if I have other options of guys who, from talent that I've seen year in and year out, week in and week out, big time conferences, playing the best of the best. Like, I'm personally, as a GM, am not turning that down for a guy who I know next year we're going to have the similar conversations about him. Because you can't say that we don't, because every year we do this.
Well, wasn't it just a month and a half? No, I guess it was longer than that. 2 months ago, that half the media was hopping on the, well, wait a second, so should the Jags take Justin Fields instead of Trevor Lawrence? After one good game?
Justin Fields was the clear-cut number 2.
Right.
And then when people felt like we weren't going to get Trevor, there was no doubt. I mean, we had people flipping their stances. Really, really quick, saying, why is Justin Fields getting this bad treatment, to when the Jets finally did the dumb thing? Then we're like, all right, fine, Justin sucks. Like that, and I am. Give me Trevor. I want Trevor.
Yeah.
But there are not too long ago, we were only speaking on 2 guys, and now all of a sudden we got 5 generational quarterbacks.
Right.
Like. Where that's kind of living in the moment type stuff.
When do we see When do we see somebody come out of right field in one of these mock drafts and plug a sixth one in the first round and say, well, there was a run, so Kyle Trask got bumped up?
Now,
like somebody's going to do it, right?
If four get taken in the top 10, you will see that. It's similar to what happened with and you'll also see the similar results. Not saying Kyle Trask isn't good, but I'm just saying we have a history with this. If there's a run on quarterbacks, then you see a team take a gamble, i.e. the Jags, with Blaine Gabbert. Mm-hmm. Blaine Gabbert or the Minnesota Vikings with Christian Ponder, if you want me to be honest. Right. Christian Ponder.
I forgot about him.
Christian Ponder was picked by the Vikings because they did not have a second-round pick. They only had a third-round pick. And if they didn't get him then, they felt they weren't going to be able to they weren't going to be able to address their need.
But you know what's coming. There's going to be a mock draft here. I'm going to say in the next 2 weeks where they mirror what Ryan Wilson did with CBS. And they go Trevor, Zach, Justin, Mack, and Trey Lance, five quarterbacks in the first eight. And then they're going to get down to New Orleans, and they're going to talk themselves into, well, they're going to want a quarterback, and the other five are there. So let's plug, I guess the next would be Kyle Trask. I guess is he going to be the next guy taken in this class?
I mean,
you got Kyle, you got the Texas A&M guy, Kellen Mond.
Mm.
You've got Ian Book. You've got
Ian's not looked good.
I just think he's always had that, you know, third through fifth round grade. Okay. You saw him. He doesn't have anything that just pops out. I think Kyle Trask is 6'5"? I mean, there's somebody, not a team, because no team's taking Kyle Trask in the first round. I said that all through the year. But there's some mock draft dude that's gonna look and go, well, I mean, Kyle Trask should be the sixth quarterback. And the headline's going to be six quarterbacks taken in the first round, and he's going to get hella clicks off of it. You look very confused.
Nah, somebody was saying we don't have any audio on the feed, my bad.
Oh. All right. Everybody's wondering, JJ, you okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Somebody was like, thank God he's alive. He didn't talk for 15 minutes. JJ's quiet. He's working stuff out in there. It's the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Hopefully you guys got to ABC over the weekend. Got in there and got some good stuff. I went by ABC this weekend, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you get by there this week. When is TPC?
Next weekend. The 13th. In the next weekend?
No.
No.
Yes.
It is? It starts?
Wait. I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah, because I was... Players Championship 2021. I think it's next week. They're not doing that. Yeah, March 11th through the 14th.
So the week. Oh, it is next
weekend.
Week.
Yeah, not this Saturday.
Wow.
The weekend after.
So it's a week of spring break in Duval.
So, that's crazy because it's going to be limited.
So it's ABC's not.
They're not doing the party. They're not doing it this year.
That's really all I wanted to
know. Yeah, I was upset. I'm upset about that. Mm. And we go later on Wednesday so I could go hang out, have a good time. That's the last real mingling that I did. Because remember, then they were like, all right, only media can go to TBC.
Which we got excited about.
And I was like, yo, that's great.
Yep.
I know I can see everything now. And then they said, nope, we're just going to cancel it. Mm.
What do y'all want to get into next?
Big time, J.J. Watt's a big story.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll talk about J.J. Watt. We'll talk about Alabama making an announcement on attendance in the fall. We'll get into all that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Quick, I know how this thing works, like when we actually play like the real songs, like something like, I guess we gotta like pay the people or something like that. But what if we played the beats and like...
No, I just don't want to play
anything.
A guy cursing.
No, okay, I got you. I didn't know how it was.
We just need to...
Because I was going to say, I could come in and start, we can play the songs.
Well, no, that's what we used to do.
I could just do it.
I used to come in like an hour early and just make sure, find like the part of the song we wanted. We haven't done that in 5 years.
No, I meant like I could just like. I could go,
oh, yeah. That's exactly what it sounds like.
200 miles on a day. It's like.
Because I still don't know this song based off just the beat.
It's gibberish, 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 clear enunciation, gibberish, 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 gibberish. And it just vibe, and you'll see the guys that just be like, just nodding their heads. Just I don't know why. I think it's
T-Pain did this.
T-Pain did this beat?
No, I'm just saying he did this to rap music.
Hey, man.
If you hear the way that Future's voice is, it's like unbearable, man.
Hey, what were you saying about Marcus Spears?
He would just tweet it out more Mac Jones love.
I mean, look, I hope.
The Mac Jones propaganda machine is running full strength.
I love it.
That's really what it is, man. Like, they all just get behind somebody, and now all of a sudden everybody's opinion is the exact same.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Nobody had this opinion. It Marcus, LSU, right?
That's why it's surprising that he loves an Alabama guy.
But what I'm saying is you naturally watch the conference that you came up out of.
Like he now watched every Mac game.
Now you're just watching film on Mac Jones? You didn't watch what Mac did to your school?
Yeah. Yeah, but there was the whole, you know, everybody, the cool thing to say back then was where he's throwing to wide open guys. You know, that was the cool thing to say then. I want to see, does Maurice Jones-Drew do a mock draft? Because if Maurice Jones-Drew does a mock draft and he doesn't have Justin Fields number two, I'm calling him out after his whole tweet barrage the night of Justin Fields' semifinal game.
He was just giving.
About maybe Jacksonville should consider Justin Fields. And
so I have some from last year, but he hasn't done any this year.
Mm.
He had Justin Herbert going to Cincinnati, number one overall.
Hey, he looks pretty smart.
Exactly.
Right now. I mean, if you redrafted it, would Justin Herbert go before?
I would say no.
You still think it'd be the same?
Yeah.
He actually had Tua going number two.
So you think it'd be Burrow number one still, not Justin Herbert?
Yeah, Burrow, then Herbert would be number two.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Giving no
look. I mean, Burrow was balling when he got hurt.
Yeah.
And they were asking him to do a ton. And there was one game where he threw the ball like 50 times and ran it another 14 or 15.
What would you do with the Jags draft if you had to do it all over again? Take neither, right?
Who'd they take first?
CJ. I don't mind CJ. I just didn't like CJ where he was picked. I'm definitely not getting Chase.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I definitely. I mean,
CJ.
I wouldn't take either one of them. Absolutely not.
Who was there? I'll take a tackle.
I mean, absolutely not.
Wasn't Worth there?
I don't care who was there. I'm not taking either one of them where they took him.
Well, that was my whole thing about the first round, and everybody was mad. Thought I was just a hater. I was like, it's not that I don't like CJ. I just didn't like him. Was it number nine?
So Jedrick Wills went right after him. Becton, Ruggs, Wirfs.
Yeah, Wirfs went 13.
Wirfs and Becton would have been the two guys that I would have liked to have had.
Man, did Kinlaw do anything? I don't remember hearing Kinlaw's name.
A half sacks, 33 total tackles, interception for a touchdown.
Oh. If you look at last year's draft, it's like –
Not a lot of producers.
I mean, Chase Young.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. What did Derrick Brown do? He went to Carolina.
That's the D-tackle, right?
Yeah. Remember the Isaiah Simmons? Everybody was high on Isaiah Simmons.
He had a good
year, though, didn't he?
I thought he didn't do anything.
Oh, no? I don't know. It's hard to keep up with
defense.
If they're not a quarterback, yeah.
Isaiah Simmons had two sacks, two pass deflections, a pick, a forced fumble, fumble recovery. It's hard to tell with defense. Like, you can't just look at these stats and say, hey, he had a good year or not a good year. Who knows? We'd have to get people to watch their games every week.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah. What about LaVisca? If everybody did a redraft, LaVisca would be a first rounder, or do you think he'd still fall?
He wouldn't be a first rounder.
You don't think? I mean, you don't think? Looking at who went in the first
year to make you think that he should go up a round.
It's not as much what he did as I'm looking at who went in the first round. I mean, and you can make the argument he did just as much, or if not more.
I don't know about San Francisco. I just looked. He had 788.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
He did better than
Justin Jefferson. He's not going. He's not going to hide it.
Did he do better than Michael Pittman?
He did better than Rager.
Yeah, he did do better than Michael Pittman.
I didn't realize he had that many yards.
Yeah, I just
because he missed what, four games?
He did better than Ruggs.
T. Higgins was better than him. Justin Jefferson was better than him.
Then he might not be off.
Yeah, it's not as much about what he did. Yeah,
four, five wide receivers, and perform better than a.
I don't think he was used right, so maybe my opinion is void anyways.
No, I think you're dead on accurate about he wasn't used right. Who was used right last year?
I think our offensive coordinator was still enjoying the nightlife.
In Jacksonville?
I mean, he didn't party anywhere. You saw how he got down.
Yeah. You start looking at some of these drafts, and it makes you realize that all the time that we spend on these drafts is almost silly. Because I can't tell you what 70% of these cats did in the first two rounds.
Brandon Ayuk?
He had a good year.
He did.
Yeah.
7 touchdowns.
Yeah, he had a good year. And then you start looking at, like, the Bucs killed the draft. Their first two picks were the offensive lineman, Tristan Wirfs, and then Antoine Winfield. Mm. They crushed the draft. But you start looking at all these names that we talked so much about last year, and you realize quickly, like, you could make an argument if you look at it, the second round was better than the first round last year. By the time you start looking at Cam Akers and where he was at the end of the year.
Pittman, Swift,
Dobbins. I think that's just because there's more guys that we see and we have on our fantasy team.
Claypool.
Claypool.
Cam Akers. We were just talking about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Oh,
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
Van Jefferson.
Yeah, I think you could. I think if you – obviously, the quarterback's way heavy in the first round. There wasn't a quarterback in the second round. But if you look at last year's first-round draft, you look at the second round, I think, if you go by production, had a better year than the first round. I mean, yeah, Jonathan Taylor rushed – I mean, he had a good year too, right?
So that's where they're going to start – people are going to start getting their running backs. They have to. Forget if he's a first round great, we're either gonna get him late or we're gonna get him early in the second.
Yeah. Yeah, because last year's second running backs were DeAndre Swift, Jonathan Taylor, Cam Akers.
Yep. Yeah. J.K. Dobbins.
And J.K. Dobbins. That's pretty damn good.
AJ Dillon did pretty good. And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the last pick in the first round.
Yeah. Huh. J.J. Watt announces today that he has agreed to a 2-year contract with Arizona, $31 million. So right at what we were talking about. Yeah, between $15 and $16 million. I thought somebody would way overpay, especially when I heard there were like 4 or 5 teams involved.
You know what that makes me mad about? Like, all right, it's clearly not about a championship. You want to get paid. Decent. We could have made that. We could have came in and we could have gave him 16,
mm-hmm.
17 maybe or whatever. I don't care. I'm cool with 18 just because we have it. With 2 years, I think 23 of it is guaranteed. We could have came in there and made a pitch.
Are you telling me you don't think Arizona is – I mean, they're a playoff team, right?
I'm not. I don't think they're better. Well, minus all the turmoil that's being surrounded Seattle right now. I still don't think they're better than Seattle. I think San Francisco, if they figure it out, they're still better. And was it Las Vegas? Like, they're still in a situation where it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, where's Kyler Murray after year two? Where would y'all say Kyler Murray is in the ranking of quarterbacks? Is he that 15 range?
I put him just like without seeing all the quarterbacks.
Right.
He's somebody that I'm still excited about, but I don't fear him. I fear the talent around
him. Were you more excited about him after his rookie year?
Right.
Yeah.
But it's also not him. I still don't believe in his coach.
Yeah, Kingsbury.
But, like, when I look at, you know, who they got to go up against, I mean, I'm not mad at him. But I just assumed that with his age and, like, he really wants to go play for a contender. Not saying Jacksonville is, but if that's the case, Jacksonville, shoot, we could have got better.
You're right about that. Though, because the West is loaded. Seahawks, Rams, and 49ers. I mean, don't let 6-10 fool you. The 49ers are still loaded.
Right.
They just had injuries.
Let's put it like this. J.J. Watt comes here. Jacksonville finds, like, now Clawson or whatever, the Claw Kid. Now he steps
Chase
up. Yeah, yeah.
Clavion Chase.
Whatever his name is. I'll learn his name when he does something.
Casey Clawson.
Okay. I'm with that.
We're just gonna go with that.
Yeah, we'll just call that sounds like that. That's a familiar name. That was the quarterback, right?
Yeah. I think for Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Casey.
Our defense has some pieces that he can make. He can fill in that Calais.
Why did I think it was Jimmy?
It wasn't Jimmy Clawson.
His brother.
Jimmy was supposed to be like the greatest quarterback prospect coming out of high school. Okay. He was around my time. His brother was
Casey.
Was a few years before me.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
But now I'm just thinking, again, get your bread. And he's a great ambassador. He's one of those guys that goes to a city, you know he's going to do something. Like what he did for the hurricane relief, raising, I think, like $43 million. What he's done for his own community, where he's from. He's a good guy.
Well, you said this. They had a chance to right the wrong when they got rid of Calais.
Right.
You bring in JJ, it's kind of the same thing a little bit. But,
more injuries, but I think he's
still
having a
fight. But I don't think, I don't know. I'm still kind of bullish on Arizona. I still believe in Kyler Murray. I still think Kyler Murray at some point is going to have a year that is like MVP candidate discussion. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but you've got D-Hop out there.
Mm-hmm.
The offense wasn't the issue. They scored 410 points this year.
Oh, wow.
The offense wasn't the issue. So, I don't know. When I heard it today, it was funny. We were in the facility, and there were some NFL guys in there. And the news broke, and one of them said the same thing. One of them's like, really, Arizona? And the one that was saying it is a free agent. And I said, so Arizona calls you next week. Does this make you want to go? He's like, yeah, I guess it does.
Well, I'll say this. Looking at his stats, it didn't really change as much, but he was sacked. Like, it went down by 21. He was sacked 48 times his rookie year. He sacked 27 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps. He was just shy of 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. So the same amount of interceptions.
What's his rushing yardage?
800 plus.
It's a pretty dang good year, man.
819, right. 11 touchdowns.
Yeah. That's a pretty good year.
Yeah.
He's right outside the top 10 probably in quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. I think.
Would you rather have him or Lamar?
Kyler.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. He is one of the quarterbacks, and Lamar's a little bit like this, but for some reason Kyler Murray's more so to me. If their game is on TV, I'm going to watch it because of him. He's one of the more exciting players to watch in the NFL. Like, I can't name many of those guys where it's, I don't have a rooting interest in the game.
And Taylor Heineke.
Right. And there's three games on, and it's like, okay, I'm going to watch it because of this. He is that guy. He is a blast to watch.
Probably the most fun, him or Lamar, in the league.
Kyler has thrown for more yards than Lamar already.
Has he? Like, what, in his career?
Yeah. Lamar went down by 400 yards. Lamar only threw for 2,757 yards. 26, same amount of touchdowns. Actually, three less interceptions.
I feel like Lamar's got a little bit of Blake Bortles in
Completion percentage is 64.
Here's what I mean by that. We used to read off these Blake Bortles stats, but we also knew what we were seeing. I feel like Lamar's a little bit that way. Like,
I don't know.
The rushing stats, yes, and they're fun to watch, and they're electric and all that kind of stuff, and he's way better than Blake in that. I don't know that he's any better of a thrower than Blake is. He just maybe throws a better spiral.
We saw the really, really bad throws and stuff, but we also seen a lot of drops, and it could be because the ball isn't catchable. But he also doesn't have a D-hop. Like, that's the thing. Like, because there was, and the only reason I know that I have the Lamar stats in my head is because there was a meme, and I put it on the Sports Den page.
Did you really ask that question?
But when you put the numbers up.
Man, come on.
I'm going
did
to
you
say
see this? Did you see what he put on the Sports Den page?
Hold on.
No. JJ? The number, just the raw stats aren't that far off. Total.
He asked, who would you rather have, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes?
I said, when you look at when you time out, but before you say that, when you look at completion percentage,
I know my
when you
answer.
Look at all those stuff, but now I had to throw in something else. When you look at and possibly one of the not possibly the best tight end in the league, one of the best wide receivers, two of the best, one of the best wide receivers in the league, a great running back and him, you have like what weapons on Baltimore would you trade?
Man,
and yeah, I'm not saying Pat.
Kelsey
I'm not saying
existed
Pat.
Before Patrick Mahomes for a long time.
That's
he
what
wasn't
I'm saying.
The best tight end in the league.
He's been good the whole. Yeah, he didn't just get good these last 3 years.
I don't
he
care.
He's
not
exponentially
even close
been better.
To the best
he's been
tight
exponentially
I don't care
better
if Lamar is playing, I'm putting those numbers up with the semi-pro Pat. Team.
It's more of a thoughtful conversation.
No, it's not.
When you look at
nobody
this,
would choose Lamar. It's not.
I'm saying nobody would choose Lamar just because of this. But when you go back and how we judge people based on stats. The stats aren't as far off as you would just. I honestly, when I looked at that, I was like, it's got to be wrong. I figured Pat Mahomes' completion percentage was going to be exponentially better.
But one is throwing like consistently deep and middle yeah. range passes. The other one is Lamar Jackson
because he's. You're right. Who on the Ravens are you taking
man.
A wide receiver? I've seen guys
Hollywood
drop
like that dude can get it.
He can, but
I
he
also
drops
don't know
it.
Anything about
remember
like,
Hollywood? They were talking about you need
I,
to change your
you
name
the answer
from
to
Hollywood.
This.
I know who I'm taking every day is Cheetah.
If I'm talking about the quarterbacks.
No. I'm taking Pat all day.
If there is a so single just, person that looks at that and goes,
I think what it was and when I saw it. It's just a bunch of people say, oh, I didn't know Lamar was that. It was more so the conversation was stimming about Baltimore
paying
him.
The conversation really is stats don't mean a damn thing.
Now, that's true.
That's what this little
chart
shows.
That is very true, too. But it's saying with Baltimore is – I don't know how much Lamar actually wants with this contract extension. He shouldn't want Pat money. You need to chill out on that.
He should get, like, Dak money.
Who?
Whatever Dak
Lamar?
Gets, give it to Lamar.
I agree with that.
They're both equal in my book. They're both going to give you the same chance to win a game.
That's okay. I can go with you there.
Different ways.
Yeah. So who out of everybody we just talked about, where does Kyler Murray fit in that? Dak, Lamar, is he ahead?
His
though?
Ceiling is way higher than Lamar's.
I gave you that.
But right now
the
he's
ceiling
probably
is higher because he's a little closer to the ground as well.
That's the truth.
We got to take a break before we get too far behind. Let's take a break. When we come back, what did we
let's talk about college?
What are we talking about college?
What happened? Talk about
well, we have to talk recruiting. About the Gators and their transfer portal woes.
We got more woes?
Well,
you talking about the tight end?
Yeah,
let's get into
that's
that.
That's big news.
Yeah, let's get into that for sure. I don't know how much we can actually say, but we'll get in.
I'm saying.
All right, we'll get into that coming up next.
Southeast Orthopedic Specialist presents Dr. Chris Swanson on the Sports Den. A board-certified orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine, Dr. Swanson has been assistant team physician for the Cincinnati Bengals and Drexel University men's basketball and is the current team physician for several area high schools. Visit se-ortho.com.
I'm over here promoting, like, college stuff. I'm so out of it today. I didn't have my prescription for my sleeping pills right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you was on some other stuff.
So it ran out yesterday. So I didn't have it last night. According to my Whoop, my little watch thing, I got just over an hour of sleep last night. But it was like in 15-minute increments. Today
what?
Feels like Wednesday. Yeah,
an hour of sleep in 15-minute increments.
It was one of those where I fell asleep.
Is this a nightly thing?
If I don't take
wow.
this medicine. I fell asleep
what?
At like 11, right? And I woke up and I was like, okay, it's probably 3 or 4 in the morning. I rolled over, it's like 11:20. And then I just did that a couple more times throughout the night. Maybe something you talk to a doctor about. But
I know, I got just the thing. I'll talk to you about it off there.
Blue dream.
Dr. Swanson, what's going on, my man?
I'm watching. How you guys doing?
We're good.
I can't help you with that sleep problem, but what was your recovery last night on your Whoop?
Not good. 17%.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'll hurt. Get this Whoop.
Yeah, 17%.
I was 57% last night. I almost got in the green.
Yeah, nope. 17%.
But what do you do? Say it's a bad recovery or whatever you just said. What do you do? Do you just like know that, oh, I'm recovering terribly, or do you do something to change it? And what can you do?
You're supposed to rest. You're supposed to rest. But like today, I went and trained this morning, and I looked at the app, and it was already telling me, okay, you've gone past your maximum strain for the day based on your recovery last night. This thing calculates everything.
Just by being around your wrist, it knows all that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. But my month report was great last month, Doc. It's good stuff. Dr. Chris Swanson from Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. This is the third time in 7 days we've had Doc on. You've seen the updates of Tiger Woods. Does it all seem like it's going as planned, or is there anything that we aren't aware of that you are that we need to know about?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that kind of changes anything that we didn't talk about previously. I mean, it seems like he got moved to a different hospital, number of different reasons. I never saw exactly why that happened, but I don't think that's anything alarming. And, you know, it sounds like he's just moving along through that slow process.
When we talked to you last Wednesday, we talked, you mentioned that he was at some point going to get moved. Were you surprised by how quickly it happened?
No, I mean, he just moved to a different hospital in LA. Again, you know, once he's stable, there's no reason that he couldn't make an easy move like that across town. You know, I don't think he's going to be coming back to Florida anytime real soon.
How do they move Tiger Woods? Does Tiger Woods get different treatment when being moved from hospital to hospital?
I hope.
Somebody else? I do too. I mean, do we have like a police escort? Do we have, I mean.
Do they carry him on a throne?
Huh?
Chopper. No need for a police escort. Helicopter onto another high-end hospital.
What do you think, Doc? How'd they do it?
I don't know how close those two hospitals are. I mean, it could have been an ambulance. If you know, in LA, they can't be that far apart. I don't know exactly how close. Either helicopter or ambulance.
Let me tell you something. If they put Tiger Woods in a regular old ambulance,
that was disgraceful.
It was a stretch.
Stretch ambulance.
Stretch black.
Tinted rims.
Windows. Dark tinted windows.
Rims, definitely rims.
Rolling on 22s.
Mm-hmm. Spinners. Spree wells.
Spree wells.
Throw it back.
By the way, is that not cool anymore? I mean, you certainly don't see those anymore.
It hasn't been cool since like 2004.
Boy, that is a name I haven't heard in forever.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Iconic. Choking coaches.
That's classic.
Doc, I want to see you rocking Spree wells pulling up to the hospital.
215s in the back.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, what happened to that? It was such a great time when people had music.
I did. I used to have 215s in the back of my Camry.
You had 15s?
Dude, I was
in a box.
Bumping. Yes.
A box? Okay, good. Okay.
You just had a box.
There were people who just had 15s
really?
In there. The box helps control it a little bit more. They were just trunk rattling, all that stuff.
Oh, no my highs, trunk no rattles. But, you know, I liked it like that.
Oh.
But.
Doc, that was when rap music was actually good, Doc.
Gangsta.
Yeah, back in the day.
90s.
JJ brought up an interesting thing at the break. Have you been paying attention to this Keontae Johnson stuff?
No.
So they're saying now, and I don't know who they are. I've just heard it as well.
They
as
always
JJ did.
The sources.
Yeah, sources say that it is possible he could return next year. Is that surprising or no?
I never saw them. Has anyone, has he or anyone in his family or doctors or anyone said exactly what happened?
No, that's a good point.
No, we just,
the only thing that they've said is it was not COVID related. Because
right,
remember, at first there was
all
that.
All I heard was that it wasn't COVID, which, I mean, that's great. But that leaves a pretty broad spectrum of things that could have caused that. So I think it's hard to say whether he can come back and play. When you watch that live, you would think there was no way he could ever come back and play again. But I guess until you actually know what his diagnosis is, that, you know, it's kind of hard to say whether that's actually reasonable or not.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it did kind of just – the story did kind of go away once he got cleared and he was back out and around the program.
So what did happen? Just so we can refresh everybody's memory. Did he have a heart attack, a stroke, or what
that's
just
what we're saying.
Him?
We don't know.
All they did was say that a few weeks ago they came out and said it wasn't related to COVID in any way.
And that's really the only update we've ever had,
so,
right?
So like, even if it's not related to COVID, they should still know what happened to his body.
Feel better if I were him if it was related to COVID.
Well, no, I'm saying
right. That'd be like an easy thing, right? Oh, I had COVID, had a complication, it's over, I don't have COVID anymore, I'm coming back.
Yeah, I can't imagine going back on a basketball court if I don't know what happened the last time I went on one.
I blacked out and I fell on my face.
Right.
And nobody knows why, but I'm going to go hoop again. Like, I would be terrified of a rim. I would have PTSD.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't remember seeing anything you know, again, about any type of a diagnosis.
No, the school has not disclosed his diagnosis and hasn't said what caused him to collapse. So what if it's not even heart-related? Like, might not even be a big deal.
Blacking out, falling on your face, and having people pray, and, like, you don't wake up in the gym.
Okay, but what if he just passed out, and then the fall...
Yeah, people were praying. Like,
you know, like, what if he just passed out normally from, I don't know, being overheated, whatever, and then fell and hit his head, and that the head hitting the ground...
Well, I am seeing something.
Was the worst part. Maybe it had nothing to do with his heart.
Like, just falling in.
I am seeing something from February that, now I don't know if this is true or not, it said that several days after the incident, Johnson had been diagnosed with acute myocarditis. Does that tell you anything?
No, I mean, so myocarditis is just inflammation of the heart or the muscle of the heart. But, again, what's interesting about that is that is one of the things they've been seeing down the stream after COVID infections is myocarditis or inflammation of the heart. So there's a lot of different things that can cause that. I mean, any kind of virus can cause it. So that's still kind of nonspecific.
So with acute myocarditis, like, obviously, you don't have to have COVID to get that. That could happen with other stuff. Are you hooping again?
It could be a flu virus, like, even though the flu didn't exist this year, but it could.
Don't bring that conspiracy stuff on our show.
When a normal person gets acute myocarditis, do they go back to the YMCA and hoop in the Y League?
Not for a long time, because you can get pretty severe shortness of breath, chest pain. It can lead to abnormal heartbeats, but it does resolve most of the time. So once it's completely resolved, I think you potentially could get back to athletics. But again, you know, for me, I'd want to know why, like, what caused that.
Yeah, because the sad thing for him is he's gonna have to be really good to get paid at this now, because there's NBA teams that's gonna have a whole binder full of questions, health questions, before they spend. Well, the NBA is only two rounds, right?
They wouldn't even let Chris Bosh, who was an all-star in the league already, come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different, but still.
Remember that center from Baylor? And they never let him
Brittany Griner. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't remember him. Doc, do you think J.J. Watt makes it through his contract without another serious injury?
A two-year contract? No way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
That's 23 mil is guaranteed, so who cares?
Is that what it is, 23?
Yeah.
Good for JJ.
He didn't get a serious injury last year, which is like the first time in forever.
He just said bump it.
Last one was a chest pectoral tear.
Ouch.
October of 2019. And also in 2019, minor knee surgery to address a knee issue that bothered him throughout the season.
Doc, will you be going out to the Players' Championship?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get out at least for one day, either Saturday or Sunday. Check it out, hopefully.
Okay, this is where I'm going. This is why I asked. What's the chalet situation with Southeast Orthopedic?
Ooh, I have no idea.
That's the chalet?
Fancy stuff where they get food.
And some of them get food. Yeah, yeah.
I honestly thought that you meant to say valet at first.
No.
You want those, like, it used to be like, the benefactor used to be like the elite. They started scaling it back, man.
No, the elite are the corporate ones.
Right, I got that part. But benefactor used to be the turn.
Are you telling me we don't have
places.
One? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think Southeast has one.
Everybody's
how about
scaling
Six
back.
Points? 6 Points so big.
You can afford it by now.
Have one.
All these NFL quarterbacks.
6 Points does not have one. Nor will Six Points ever have one.
What's the rule? What's their attendance policy? I don't even know that. 20%?
I don't know, but you got to wear a mask.
50%?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, dude. That's why I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good. It's too hot.
I'll wait till next year. Get rid of the mask thing. I'll be there every single day. But
Saturday put me on the JJ train.
I mean,
in terms of masks.
If I have a chalet, I still have to wear a mask?
Yeah, dude. Okay, it looks like there'll be about 20%.
Just walking around outside, you have to have a mask?
Yeah, dude. Oh, this is welcome to the rest of the country. We get to just live all free and stuff down here, but
when I did my food drive on Saturday and it was so hot and I had my mask on and I was I was so mad because I actually worked this time.
It should be a rule that if you're doing charitable stuff, you can't catch COVID.
Like, dude,
that is a rule.
What a disrespectful disease or whatever it is.
Bump COVID. I could have caught something because the inside of my mask was just water. I'm breathing in vapors. I was in there. I'm like, I'm about to risk it all. Bump these people.
So it looks like 20% capacity.
Oh, get this. From a hospitality perspective, they have modified everything. So that means in hospitality zones, they will have open air venues. I don't know what that means, but
just drink.
Isn't it all open air? It's a golf course.
You're actually not allowed to drink or eat within 10 feet of the ropes, they said, because I don't know. I guess that's scientifically proven that you can give COVID that way.
And it says mask will be required and social distancing will be strongly encouraged.
They're going to have, they said, social distancing security walking around to make sure that, you know, it's safe.
Wow.
Definitely not harassing you.
See, on one side, this is very intriguing to me because of the whole people thing. I don't like people. And so when I think about this big golf course with only 20% of the normal people there.
Yeah, it's kind of a good year to go.
Right, it makes me want to go. But then I'm weighing out, like, what that mask is going to do to my face, like, acne-wise.
I don't want to wear a mask. Don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting tired of the mask messing up my beard.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow.
As a non-bearded guy, I never even
thought
about
it. And I really was
like
counting on Doc on coming in clutch with the chalet for us.
He's like,
but
we have a maskless chalet. It's going to be lit.
Ooh, that'd be, you can charge double for that.
It's going to be lit.
That sounds fancy, a maskless chalet.
Explain, did you? Explain.
Sounds like an adult chicken wing establishment.
Yeah.
Right?
The maskless chalet.
I mean, adult chicken wing establishments have been open this whole time, basically. Can we not get numbers from them?
Definitely haven't been closed.
We don't have transmission numbers from them?
I think it was August I was in one.
Oh. Mm. Doc, can we get a study done on that?
Yeah, I'm sure someone's working on that study diligently.
Are we missing anything, Doc, or are you ready to go to bed?
No injuries.
Nope.
No, we hit everything?
I just missed talking to you guys. I thought you just
Honestly, I kind of did. I forgot it was Monday. I just completely forgot it was Monday. Because we talked to you, what was that, Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday, yeah.
I don't know where I'm at right now.
That is actually a perfect excuse for us forgetting. Because it does feel like we just talked to you because we sort of did just talk to you.
You know what it is, Doc? You forgot, okay? We're going to put it on you. It's your fault.
I think...
And
you dial
we accept your apology,
tonight.
Doc.
Yes. Yeah, it's okay. We'll get over it, Doc. I like how we played that. That's Dr. Chris Swanson. If you have a hurt knee or shoulder, that's the guy you go to. You getting some business from people saying they listen to you?
Yeah. Nice. I got a lot of loyal listeners starting to find their way in.
But we need them to be loyal customers.
That's what he's saying.
You don't. Like, it's not a business where he would like it, but like if he gets repeat customers, that means he didn't do a really good job the first time.
Sabotaging their legs.
Right.
It's not like
different
you don't
body
get a,
parts.
You don't get a punch card.
a free sub.
What was the board game like where you like used to like you would try to. The doctor board game, like you. Would,
Operation.
Yeah, it's not operation where you're like, all right, you got your shoulder, you got your brain, you got your right shoulder. You get a free ankle. You scheduled for a free ankle this week.
We did okay on your first knee. We'll do better on this one.
If you've got a knee or shoulder issue, though, Dr. Chris Swanson is the guy to call. Get to SE-Ortho. I cannot talk. SE-Ortho.com. That's where you go. SE-Ortho.com. They'll take care of you. Locations all over the city, the best in the business right here in Jacksonville. Doc, we appreciate you as always, man.
All right, guys. You have a good week.
All right. Talk to you soon. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
It's been a long weekend. A lot of things made you mad. I almost said the wrong word. This is the perfect vent. I can't say the word I was going to say. So anyways, it's a perfect time to vent. 8 o'clock, brought to you each and every night by us. You know,
I have something to promote.
Okay, go ahead.
6 points. We're starting our group training back tomorrow night.
When's the youth?
Oh, the youth is Sundays and Wednesdays, but we only got like a couple spots left in that.
I just wanted to bring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but our middle school, high school groups, which we suspended when COVID started.
Okay.
Starting back tomorrow night at UC. You can go to sixpointsjacks.com if you want to get involved with that. $155 a month.
It's not bad.
No.
One more thing. I want to say this is free game. And the only reason I'm promoting this. And this kind of ties into my 8 o'clock. I'm going to give Bravos a shout out. I took my team after we won our championship. They got sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Bravos. Dude, for like $50, if you're a dad and for whatever reason you're stranded with your kids for the day and you want just to be able to let them wear their ass out, go. You're getting pizza, all day bouncing, laser tag, Ultimate Ninja Warrior, and you can sit there in their TVs and there's beer.
Bravos with a Z.
Yeah, sure.
Old St. Augustine.
I don't know exactly how to spell it. Just telling you, I found out about this.
Old St. Augustine Road?
Yeah. Phillips.
This looks like a kid's paradise, dude.
But don't get it twisted. It's actually got stuff for adults. That's what makes this dope. Chuck E. Cheese, you got to sit there. You got to smell them kids.
Chuck E. Cheese doesn't have bouncy stuff
but they got stuff that like elementary school kids can like. But then they got beer now. I've partaked. And their pizza's okay.
I'm sorry. Chuck E. Cheese makes me just cuss.
But what I'm saying is it makes you like this one right here. You know they can run and vanish. You get you one spot. And you know there's cameras everywhere. Like, you know they're in there somewhere. They ain't letting them out. They're in there somewhere. Go look for them when you want to.
I'll say this. Chuck E. Cheese's live performances, though.
They still have them?
Can't beat that.
They don't have them like that anymore.
What do you mean? The band doesn't play?
Nah, it's like a little TV thing, if I remember. It's not the electronic band like when we
grew up.
Nah, man, they took that away, man. Honestly, if you go back and you look at the
this country,
listen, I'm with you.
Biden's
normally,
America,
JJ, I'm normally with you, right? But if you go back and you watch those videos now, that mess is creepy.
Oh, definitely,
it is really creepy. But as a looking kid, at that I rat. Loved it. But my 8 o'clock is this: the overzealous parent.
Okay,
I'm in fear, and I hope that I have enough solid people in my life that I don't become this now. Starting to notice, but I don't want to notice.
Okay.
And I definitely don't want to be this bad in 2 years. If I'm this bad in 2 years, then you have free reign to find me and slap me. I'm giving you this right now.
Today, like open hand Scott slap?
Whatever kind of fists.
I have Scott slap you?
Scott can slap me. Yes. Okay. Scott, if you're listening, you too. Find me. Slap me, tell me I've lost my damn
What about mind. That one producer you had that let him? You slapped him, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name?
The wrestler. Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. But anyways, so not to bury lead. Here's the reason why. I'm already tired of 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-olds releasing lists, talking about where they're going to school. I'm okay with top fives.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a top 10. Okay, top 10, fine. People like top 10s because it's just confusing. Making a college choice.
Anything over five is too many.
But these like top 20 and you're just listing offers at this point. But even then, there's at least an end goal. We know you're more than likely good enough to play in college.
Mm-hmm.
Now the new trend has been middle schoolers committing.
This is pathetic.
To high school.
Yeah, this is pathetic. Yeah.
That's not my gripe.
Yes, I already know. I saw this.
My gripe is a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did the 9-year-old make an edit, it's probably his dad. I hope you edit people have not dipped down to this level of lowness.
Hey, $40 is $40.
Facts.
You're going to make the edit.
You're facts. You know what? You're right. You're right.
It's for my resume.
There's a 9-year-old. What's his name? Got it right here.
Don't give that.
Okay, whatever. This 9-year-old commit.
Give him that.
But I wanted to do hood stuff for my friend.
This 9-year-old has committed to Grayson High School in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm. 9 years old.
Nine my years son's old. Age. 2 years older than Trey.
Mm-hmm.
This is like me saying, well, stating obvious, especially if we live in the same area. Trey is committed to Atlantic Coast High School.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get excited, Mike. I know you've seen the videos. It's not happening. Right now, Like, we're going to weigh our options. But
whoever gives the most McDonald's.
Right. Like, after I've seen somebody getting $2,500 for their kid, trust me, somebody's greasing. Like, somebody's looking me up. But he's seven. He might stink in 2 years. I don't know. Like, I don't know where he's going to grow at. But that's not even the worst part about this, his father. But cause, and he's black, and I love black dads. I appreciate you, King. Be in your kid's life, but be a positive influence. Teach him more than just football. There is an attachment to the tweet. And Max Preps, you're sick for promoting this. They did a freaking motivational video. You want to, and he sounded like the hood rat thing with hood rat friends, that kid.
It's fun to do bad things.
You want
to
know why I'm the hardest working 9-year-old in America?
Oh, no.
No way.
Then they showed this thing that I pray somebody from the Department of Children and Families comes and at least reprimands them. Don't take him because he's active, but at least corrects him.
A warning.
He's taking a fresh bag, like not even the, like not the shield, the bag that you step over. Mm-hmm. Like, did you do drills? And this kid is just running. Whop! Hit him in the leg. Like, full grown man.
Yeah.
Like a Louisville slugger. Full centripetal force. Bop! Right into his leg. And a kid who's not 9 at the time. He's probably 6. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Trey's age. I would do this if somebody just hit me with this. Leg buckles. Normal father. Oh, are you okay, son? Did I go a little bit too hard? Okay, let's. One, normal father doesn't do this drill, but normal father at least checks on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you do that. You got to embrace the hit. Don't you let your leg buckle. Hits him again. The kid buckles. Stop being a chump. Don't you let your leg buckle. Embrace. Lead into the hit. And then I'm thinking, in all my years of training, one, if anybody hits me like that, we're fighting. But two, mm-hmm. Billy Sexton was a damn good position coach. A lot of guys went to the NFL. He never hit me, and he always taught us run where they ain't. Mm-hmm. He never said lean into the hit,
especially at the leg.
In the leg,
how do you lean into a leg hit?
I don't know, but the kid after like the fifth time of being abused by his father, I guess learned. It just did what he needed to do.
He ran away from home.
Max, yeah. I'm watching all of these.
He committed to Grayson High School, even though he lives in a different state.
I'm watching all of these videos, and I'm not thinking, man, this is great father-son bonding moments. I'm thinking, if somebody saw me in my neighborhood doing this to my son, they're going to call JSO, especially with me yelling at him like he's a grown-ass man. He's 9. He's 9 years old. He doesn't – they Trey – had the last couple weeks, he has warmed my cold heart. He has come in there. He's like, Dad, I want to play in the NFL. I want to know what I need to do. When I sent you the message after our last show, he's like, I want to be a good quarterback. I want to try. What do I need? I need to get with Mr. Denny. He's doing 60 push-ups, and nobody's like, I'm cool for that. But there's one thing, as a dad who's been there before, you won't see me do. He's 7 years old. The boy likes Fortnite too much.
Yep.
But I'm going to let him play Fortnite. He wants to talk to his friends. He was just playing Bebe or whatever these little kid games are. Hell, 2 years ago, he was watching My Little Pony for some reason. He gave me a really good reason, and I let him watch it because there was a football player.
Okay.
He was like, Dad, I'm a football player, and there are girls in the stands.
Oh.
And I was like, if that's what My Little Pony is showing you, son, you go watch my you watch it. I don't care. But I'm like, let's be a kid. Let him flourish. Like, you're sitting here making him do combine drills at 9.
So, see, it's so funny,
man. And committed to a college at 9.
Because I'm like you. I'm the dad that sits the furthest away from the field. Like, I'm the dad that's like, are you sure you want to play football?
Facts.
Right?
That's because you're around these dads all day.
It probably is.
But my son ain't got to run out of the hood. I am the guy. I'm telling you this right now. If my son ever does like that, I'm good and I want to rap and he does a YouTube thing, I swear to God, if he ever says, my daddy wasn't there or I came from the bottom, I'm slapping him on sight.
You got receipts.
That's when I'm going to hit him like the 9-year-old's dad hit him. Because I know how hard this dad works and I know where I'm at. Shout out to my I-9 team. no disrespect, like them kids. But I tell you what I don't want to be doing on a Saturday morning when ain't no football and I'm actually not having to work on weekends, mm-hmm. is to be in the heat, running around chasing kids, yelling at them because they don't want to play games. They're playing with their food in the first half, and I have to get them in the second half. That's when we start blowing them out. I was so mad.
And you had to buy snacks.
I was so mad. No, my parents are good.
Oh, okay.
You take turns with snacks.
Have you ever seen Trophy Kids? It's a documentary that used to be on HBO like all the time.
I don't want to see it.
There was a particular dad who – it's funny when you see these guys – because they're like, even if I don't have a son, I'm still going to project all my BS on my poor daughter. So, like, he has this young-ass daughter who he forces into golf. And he's screaming at his 6-year-old girl on the golf course.
See, now, I can't say that I'm not competitive. And I'm not, like, yelling at them to, like, because I need them to be, like, I'm yelling because I'm here. Like, that's what, like, when I'm coaching, I tell the parents from jump, if I'm here, we're going to win. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do it excellent. That doesn't mean they have to be great, but they need to give me 100% of their effort. That's how my mama was. That's how my mama raised me. We're gonna give that. But as far as sitting here like committing to high schools and
it's crazy
and talk about my son could there. I tell him I don't even know what height he's gonna be. If he could be 5 foot,
right?
I pray he's not. But if he's 5 foot, it doesn't matter how good he is at 7 or 9, 8 or 9. See, like, you're weird. If you're that dad, I'm here to tell you, you're weird, and your kid is going to turn on you eventually. They're going to burn out, and your hopes and aspirations, because you were a loser in life, is not going to go through that kid. Let that kid make that choice. Give them everything they need to be successful, but don't force them to act like they're a freaking pro guy at a young age. I was blessed. My mom didn't even know I was good. My dad wasn't there. I'm grateful for that because he probably would have been beating me too. But
we've done this before, though, James.
I just don't get it. I do take up
from this aspect. Like, I do think parents these days, we didn't have all this specialized training stuff. Like, 100% of the parents that bring their kids to me are doing so because they want to give them the best chance at success. Like, and they can afford to do it.
Thanks.
Right? That's cool. Then there's like a 5% of the parents who go overboard. 95% of the parents are perfect. Great. It's the 5% that's bat crap crazy.
And this is crazy. But I will say that I did learn something on Sunday, because Sunday was the first time I had my beach chair. I just sat down. I watched. Mm-hmm. And I learned something. Talking about coaches is contagious. And it actually therapeutic kind of. I actually sat down. I was with some parents. I was like, oh, so this is what you guys do when people are out there actually coaching a kid. My son went to Ponte Vedra, went to Landrum High School. There was a free camp. Todd Fordham, Jason Babin, a bunch of former NFL guys were out there running kids through drills. I was watching the speed and agility work drill. I wasn't mm-hmm. those guys, the football stuff. Hey, have fun. I was watching my craft, and I was just like, yo, I don't really, okay.
So you became that guy.
I was that guy.
Oh, wow.
I was that guy. Ironically, I was that guy with my lacrosse friend Tom West and my boy Mark, and I was like, oh, so this is what parents do? This is what parents do to y'all, huh? He's like, yeah, it's contagious. And I was just like, all right, cool. But I'm not that guy. I was proud because I was watching my son do drills. But I wasn't over there like, yo, you got second place, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Ripping him up.
Like, dude, I'm not finna. I didn't drive all the way out here to Ponte Vedra for you to get second place
to
a bunch
Capri
of 10-year-olds.
Sons.
What's wrong with you? But no, that's my – that was
you know
my
how we went
you
to-
get water. The rest to get Capri Suns.
Water?
Out the fountain, out the water hose.
You better go to the bathroom. There's a toilet in there.
If it's good enough for the dog, it's good enough for you.
I'll get you some of my artisan water.
What's wrong with you? That's artisan water for winners.
Let me give you a contrast, though, because here's the way to be what I think is a really good parent. This is news that just came out 4 hours ago. Have you ever heard of Ann Herbert?
No.
Okay, Ann Herbert is a Nike executive.
Oh.
Forced to resign.
I got you, yeah.
Yeah, her resignation is effective today because what she was doing for her kid is she was getting him high-end shoes for his website to turn around and resell.
I hate him.
You hate him?
Yeah, because it's bigger than that. This man just bought a bigger warehouse to store all the shoes, and they had a picture of it. And you know what it was? It was stockpiled of all our favorite shoes. Mm-hmm. They're the reasons why StockX and all the prices of the shoes go up because of people like Ann.
West Coast Streetwear is the name of his company.
Like, yes. I can't get a pair of Dunks that are $100 that I will actually wear because Ann gives him 100 pair of them, and then he skyrockets the price up to $1,200. A $100 shoe gets jacked up to $1,200 because of people like Ann and her kind.
Ann Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You and your bots. Son, Justin.
So I got to sit here. I got to sit here and compete with Ann and robots. I can't get my kid any play because of guys like this 9-year-old that's committed to Grayson. And then I can't like take my frustration out and buy shoes that I want because Ann is over here spoiling her kid.
I mean.
But I ain't going to lie. I say all that to say, but if I had that opportunity.
If Ann was your mom?
If Ann was my mom, I would take advantage of it. I would definitely.
I mean, how big is his company?
It's pretty large, man. I'll show you the.
What do you think you think he's spazzing out now that his?
Oh, he hasn't been seen in 2 days.
He's 19.
Since they got caught.
He's 19.
The report revealed he had used a credit card in Ann's name to purchase sneakers for his resale business. It says he spent more than $100,000 on the card to buy limited edition shoes and flip them for a profit.
He probably made $250,000 off of that.
It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, cause like that whole game.
This one is out of jealousy.
That game seems risky to me.
And couldn't be reached for comment.
If you're legit and people know your shoes are good, you're in a good space. Now, I don't know when it's gonna all taper out. Eventually it's gonna like run its course.
Because my 8 o'clock last week and yours too is our bank.
Oh, dude.
Because they wouldn't let us put our credit card on the Adidas website to get the Yeezy. So Sunday, I went to StockX. They were like $18 over retail.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
So this says like,
that's basically
like
the tax.
James just said Joe Herbert, the son, used bots to purchase the most sought-after sneakers after they were released online.
So what did she do?
If he used bots, then he did it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, he used her money to do that. But they're also claiming that there was discounts from Nike because of her.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that every employee gets discounts.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to have one of my best friends worked at...
That's a good friend.
Yeah, worked at Foot Locker / whatever the other one that also owns Foot Locker, but they're both in the mall. No.
Foot Action.
Foot Action, I think, yeah. He gave me the manager discount whenever I wanted shoes. It was 50% off. I'm not exaggerating. Mm. It was the greatest... like a year and a half of my life.
That's what we need.
I got a friend, but the problem is that store is not cool anymore. They don't get all the good stuff. Like
so even these stores in the mall don't get the cool shoes.
Well, they each store gets like their own.
I'm so out of the game.
Yeah.
Foot Action and Foot Locker get different kind of.
They won't have the same things as like Dick's will have, or that
really.
Yeah, Finish Line. Finish Line seems to get some
Finish
good
Line.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We got to take a break.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We'll come back. What do we want to get into now?
We got Leonard Hamilton. We also.
Oh, we still got to get the college stuff. Yeah. We never got to that.
Let's get the college then.
All right. Leonard Hamilton.
Oh,
as well.
And LSU. Yeah, that kid.
Oh, yeah. That too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
One good story, though, in MFTK history. Did you know there was a basketball coach that beat a team 162-2?
I saw you share that day. That's old story, right?
Yes,
it didn't happen again.
Remember, they had to go on, like, Good Morning America and apologize.
What?
Yeah, dude, it was pathetic. He got fired.
What?
Yeah, there was a coach. It might not be the exact same story, but there was a coach who beat the brakes. It was women's high school.
And
he beat
so
the
brakes
off them, and they fired his ass.
I am so with Reebok, the history of Reebok girls basketball used to do this to people all the time. Like,
not 162-2.
Like, here's the thing, man. I think I'm going to have
12
kids on my team.
Why'd they let him score on
them,
though? That's pathetic.
Like, if I got 12 kids on my team, on my flag football team next year, they all want to play and they all want to score. If we do it within reason and within the rules, and I'm not like having the same studs just score over and over again.
I think that was the problem, though.
Oh, he had the same guys.
I think if I remember the story right, he was like full court pressing. It was like was crazy stuff with like 3 minutes left, taking his timeouts, like all that kind
I
of
give,
stuff.
Nah,
be careful with what you say though, because on the Lifetime of Closers text line 735 said, "Congratulations on your team winning. My granddaughter played on the other team."
Dude, they were dope. Which one was your? If you're they were the two girls were amazing. We got some good pictures too. If you want any of them, we had a guy come in and take pictures. Like, that team played us for that first half. Like, that's the best anybody's played us. And they got like this dude with long hair.
I'm sincere when I say this. I love how serious James is with this.
Because I
go to my kids' I-9 games, and it's like, all right, how much longer we got?
I'm coaching.
I love it.
It's not about them. It's about the team that whooped our ass. Like, it's only one team that's done it, and I'm waiting to see them, and I got to make sure my guys are prepared. It's not about them. It's about, because that team beat us by 3 touchdowns, and I was mad.
Cody asked a good question earlier. Said, how many years until you know if a wide receiver is a bust, when we were talking about the draft? That's actually a good question.
Like, because they can get – like, think about it. Like, in today's society, like, Keenan McCardell and Jimmy Smith would have been considered busts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's just a situation, and there's things that translate for your offensive system. So, like, you just got to – like, if they ain't working, like, if you're a coach and they've been there for 3-4 years – and they're not giving it to you. You got.
Well, it also depends on when you were drafted. I mean, if you were in the first round, you better produce immediately.
True.
I was actually going to bring that up because I'm looking it up now. Matt Jones.
Legend.
I don't think his stats were awful, but it was the fact that
it was the coke.
He was that didn't help. He was a first round draft pick and a reach by the Jags. It was 21st draft pick.
It was the ugliest.
Oh, you know what? Never mind. His stats were terrible. They were terrible. Never mind.
Ugliest 40 I've ever seen in my life. It was fast.
His last year was his best year. He had 761 yards. So cancel that. It was bad. God, he only had 65 catches and 107 targets. Never mind. I take that back. He was terrible. Awful. I remember Matt Jones. Everybody was, okay, when are they going to do like 2 quarterbacks? When are they going to do a trick play with Matt? And he just failed to realize that he couldn't throw. He was never a quarterback. He played on an Arkansas team that was loaded at running back.
Remember when the NFL was doing the whole Wildcat, Tony Sperano?
Yeah, with
Cadillac.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
how embarrassing.
Well, the RPO is a very similar thing. Like,
but they literally had running backs
back
there.
Oh, I know. I know. The games evolved. Maybe this is like the next. Remember we were messing around with doing like those football education pieces?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the next one should be. Like, why RPOs and zone reads are so popular about, you know, actually making it 11-on-11 football instead of 10-on-11.
What's the next thing?
We've said this. We've been consistent with this.
That's going to hit the NFL.
I think it's going to go back to 21 personnel, two running backs with a legitimate fullback and a tight end, a big old tight end, because everybody's drafting smaller, faster linebackers that if a good fullback gets up into their pads, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you're going to see it go back to that.
But
big play action passes.
Don't
that
the
type
trends
of stuff.
Usually go college first? So, like,
yeah.
We haven't seen any of that in college.
Yeah, I think it's harder to do that kind of stuff, though, in college because you've got 100 players. So, you probably have a big linebacker. But in the NFL, when you're only dressing out 45, you can't change personnel. It is what it is. So, I think we see it sooner rather than later.
You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because if you consistently – everybody talks about the fullback position is dead, but they don't use them that much. But KC has a fullback. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tampa had one, but I know Baltimore has one. They were consistently –
The Niners.
They were consistently talking about a lot of the teams that are good have a fullback. And they can – and it's really – like I saw one person say, well, you don't need a fullback. You just need to get an undersized tight end. Like, okay. Like, so, like a 6'1".
Like, it's that easy. Like
a, no, well, hold on. Disgusting. A 6'1", 235-pound tight end. Huh. You know what that is?
A fullback.
Like, I mean, people say stuff that sounds smart. And I'm like, you can teach a fullback
on
the ground.
Until they – I'm going to say change the rules, but it's really enforce the rules. Nothing's changing. Because right now in the NFL, and especially college game, they never call linemen downfield. And so the way all the linebackers came up being taught to run high hat, low hat, pass to run, whatever it is, has gone out the window. So now you can literally put the ball in the gut of the running back, and you can leave it there while your lineman goes 4 yards downfield and then pull it out and pass it.
Funny is, like, as an uneducated viewer of the game, I even tweeted something out during last football season, and it was like, running the ball is not even going to be a thing in 5 years, like at all. And you're saying the complete opposite.
Well,
I like that.
But if they don't change like little rules like that, and they're going to have to because offenses are going to get to where they're scoring 40 a game. If they don't change little rules like that, I don't think you're wrong. But I think they're going to have to at some point. I mean, you got receivers basically running free down across the middle now. You've got linemen 3 yards downfield. Why would you run the ball?
Yeah, you can't really. It is kind of unfair to be a DB at times.
Yeah, you get a flag thrown on you for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's
especially in the NFL where you put the flag or where you get the ball at the place of the pass interference.
Yeah, you don't like that rule, do you?
It's the worst. There's only one rule worse than that in sports, and it's when you fumble through the end zone.
Yeah,
and
that
it's
one's
a touchback.
That one's crazy.
For the other team.
Yeah, that one's crazy.
Even though they didn't even recover it.
I will say this, though. I don't think 15 yards is enough of a punishment when I see a guy who got badly beaten.
I agree.
Just reach
sometimes.
Out and grab the receiver to prevent a touchdown. I do like the rule in that case.
I hate when it's like a 3rd and 18 and you'll get a defensive holding 5 yards, but it's an automatic first down. They do that every single week.
I hate that.
All week.
I agree.
All weekend.
But what you said though, like because that's what they're taught. Like if you're beat, we'd rather pass interference than a touchdown.
Yeah.
But that defensive holding, like that,
because you could call it on any.
That happened in the Super
Bowl.
That happened in the Super Bowl. It didn't completely change the complexion.
It was
of
an
the
interception,
game,
right? Brady threw a pick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it got called back.
Yeah, it got called back and gave him a first down.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Eric Gilbert, the tight end who was at LSU last year. Went to the transfer portal. The rumor was Tennessee or Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the rumor? And then he ended up at Florida.
Right.
Well, kind of.
Well, Florida's where he committed to.
Right.
He wasn't enrolling into school until the summer.
Right. He never actually went to Florida, right?
No.
Or school.
Well, he's been in Florida.
Or school in general.
Is that the House of
period.
Was it the House of Athlete? I Am Athlete or whatever it is? But they do the podcast. It's actually a gym.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really a gym. I found that out.
By the way, the episode today.
The one where they were tearing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, good stuff. Like, I'm not even a podcast guy, but every Monday.
They brought my boy back.
I'm dialed in.
They brought Channing back. I was wondering where he had been at.
Where was he?
No, they had been showing a bunch of clips, and he wasn't in the Cam Newton one.
Oh.
He wasn't in the car. I thought he was in
trouble. Probably role playing with his chick.
That's what he likes to
some
do.
Some island somewhere.
Yeah. But no, if you haven't watched or listened to, I would say watch it.
Yeah,
do the YouTube thing.
Definitely better.
Fred Taylor is amazing on it. I've never wanted Fred Taylor as a guest, but I do now.
I've wanted Fred Taylor as a guest since he spoke his truth.
About the top 25?
About the top 25 in Hall of Fame. I'm like, yo, I need Freddie. He sold me. I'm like, you're right. Freddie T doesn't get enough respect.
So I don't think Eric Gilbert was ever going to play at Florida, even if he wouldn't have said, hey, I'm not going to Florida.
Nope.
So, and I mentioned this on the podcast last week with Gator Bites, so I do have receipts that I didn't think he was going to play there anyway.
Well, there's
are you taking an L if you're Florida with this? Not really,
no,
right?
Here's why you're taking an L, and this is where Dan Mullen has done this consistently,
mm-hmm.
and it's starting to irk some people.
Okay.
He's consistently going after guys who don't qualify.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's not it's stop it. We've said this before. You uptight. Uppity Florida fans. It's not the same qualifications for athletes that it is for regular students.
No.
This kid doesn't have a GPA.
No, literally.
Does not have a GPA.
Yes.
That's one. Two, it's not just him. It's the first class that he brought. Was it the first class that he brought in?
It was the first class.
Where I said on this show it was going to be like 8 guys that didn't qualify. I got ridiculed, but boom, boom, boom. Right when it was all said and done, it was 8 guys that didn't show up. Like, you can't have that.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the Juan Black situation?
He couldn't early enroll because he didn't pass one class.
So now he's got to pass. I feel bad for him, man.
Yes. I'll tell you why I don't during the break. I can't say it on here.
All right. When we come back, though, I do want to get into quick recruiting rankings because there's somebody in the top 10 that's notable. We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den. Wrapping up The Sports Den brought to you by TheHumidor.com. Make sure you get to TheHumidor.com to buy all of your cigars. Type in Sports Den, all lowercase, all one word when you check out, and you'll get 20% off. The way too early 2022 recruiting rankings. Not really way too early. It's March.
It's,
I mean, it's early, but yeah, it's
I'm still nervous. I'm happy.
Top 10. The first thing that pops out of at me is Alabama's not in it.
They were 50 this time last year.
Yeah, yeah. You just get used to seeing them. Of course, Georgia is going to be in it. Ohio State is going to be in it, and they are. It goes Ohio State, LSU, Georgia, Texas, Texas A&M, Penn State, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Florida State. Florida State with 2 5-star commits on the books right now.
Because this program is going back to the top.
Dang, are we going to get Motivation Monday back, you think?
He's been doing it. He's got clips, man. He's got some clips where he's been getting into them.
I mean, I will help them in recruiting if it'll bring Motivation Monday back.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Right now, cooking with Crisco, man. And yeah. I don't know why.
I told y'all 2 weeks ago, man. I like what they're doing on the recruiting trail.
You know what I'm saying? They're
getting after it. They're working.
Yeah. They're
phones are always on.
They need D tackles. So but there's a couple guys and some offensive linemen. There's a offensive lineman from Georgia that's supposed 4-star, really good tackle. I think he's a guard, but he's supposed to commit soon. Duffy's supposed to commit soon. There's another Lake Gibson kid that's gonna commit soon. Like I've said this the entire time. And this is what was going on with Tag, too. If they can get 8 wins, regular season, bowl game, whatever, man, it's going to get scary as far as what they're doing in recruiting.
Florida 33rd, Miami at 39 right now.
Miami is – there's but some good – there's do some not good panic. Kids from down south.
It's still really, really, really early. In fact, Alabama's not even in – yeah, they are. My bad. They're 18th. 18.
I'm never – my Alabama will be number one with this awesome.
They could be unless 50 they don't and still win right now.
Unless they don't want to.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to The Sports Den. We get the night off tomorrow night. We'll be back on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Share the SoundCloud, please. Tell your friends. We appreciate it. Y'all have a great evening. How it started.